Well, today is the 14th, right? Good morning, America. I am Inquisitor Foreman. So, after our many memorials for all of our fallen heroes, I've found out that some people are... There's a whole drug addiction going on. I'm not saying that you can't use drugs. But I kind of like... If you're going to join the Brotherhood of Steel, try to refrain from using drugs when you're actually, like, with us. That's because we really want to keep you guys as best with your mental health as we can. Elder Brody really wants us to have good health, good mental health, good physical health, mental health. I already said that. And then eat good, too. That's why we have our whole rationing project. Right, because he wants us to be in the best shape we can be, even in the wasteland. So, you can ask any doctor. He wants pretty much all of our guys to be in the best shape they can ever be. If you get what I'm saying. Refrain from using, like, Psycho, Buff Out, Mentat, stuff like that, or Jet. Especially Jet. Jet is actually outlawed. If you are a Jet user, we will try to flush your system so you will not be addicted anymore, and we will try to keep you from using Jet. That is actually specifically outlawed, along with Psycho. We do not allow that. I mean, there was one person who does it, but he's not addicted, and he only uses it during battle when he's all alone. That's when he's a scribe, and he uses it if his team gets attacked. That's the only time he uses it, to get a burst of energy to go out. But, again, we try to keep him off using Psycho. But, and also there's a new one that people are going around with. It's called Psycho Jet. Where you get, you know, Jet, the effects of Jet. But also you get Psycho. So, that's also banned. Pretty much anything that has to do with Psycho or Jet, including Ultra Jet, completely banned. You can't use it. I'm sorry. I'm not exactly the one who personally says this, but it is just to keep your guys' mental health at a tip-top shape. Because if you see Raiders, and they use all kinds of chems, they suck at fighting. They suck at it, man. Whether you're a ghoul or not. And if you're a Raider, and you're addicted to drugs, you suck at everything. Two, I just don't like Raiders. I mean, we've had Raiders in the past, but a lot of times those guys wanted to become a Brotherhood of Steel guy. And they hated being a Raider as long as they were. I mean, we've even had slavers be a part of our team. And gunners, and Talon members, and 7th New Canadian Army guys. And we even had some super mutants. So, or even ghouls. We have plenty of ghouls, like our new head paladin and Lewis. He's a ghoul. We even, like I said in the past, we even had synths. It's kind of sad to say Brody's wife was killed during the whole fleeing Wainwright, she was killed. Sad to say. But he is raising his kids the way they both wanted. They do have a motherly figure, they do have a father figure, which is him. Our banded unity is probably gonna forever stay 7. We're not going to be the whole 13 members anymore. It's going to be the band. We're going to be the 7 guys. And girls. Be sure to get your Brotherhood of Steel rations. Get your own Nuka-Cola, Aqua Pura, actual food itself. As recently, we've been getting a lot of people just wanting Nuka-Cola. And our fruit punch is very popular. So, if you want to know, it's really just taking regular Nuka-Cola and combining it with fruit punch. Ancient ingredients. Very tasty. So it's very fizzy, but it's also fruit punchy. Fantastic, I guess. And then there's Steel. That's actually secret. I can't tell you. So if you really just want Nuka-Cola fruit punch, you can make it yourself. It's really tasty. We are making a new one called Nuka-Cola, not dark, we already have that. But it's a dark, very dark Nuka-Cola, where it's like black. Instead of like brownish, like you normally get. So, again, that's also has secret ingredients.